That time again. Time to take a look at news here on KCOV. Randy Van, hope your noon hour is going well. Thanks for sharing it with us. A 55-year-old Sheraton man whose car ended up upside down in a ditch southeast of Baxter has admitted being intoxicated at the time. Dennis Merritt Yagi has pleaded guilty to second offense OWI. His sentencing is set for June 1st. Court records show Yagi's prior OWI conviction was in December 2014 in Lucas County. His latest charge is from November 18th, an accident along West 36th Street North. Deputies responding found Yagi inside his car, which was in the west ditch. He was laying on the car's roof. Rest reports says there was a bottle of black velvet next to him. Sheraton man flown to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. District Associate Judge Erica Crispa accepted Yagi's guilty plea and set his sentencing date. Newton man arrested for violating no contact orders had the case against him dismissed, while the Montezuma woman, who was the protected party, has been sentenced to 2 days for violating the court order. Newton police say 40-year-old Christopher Lee Cleveland and 54-year-old Legina Marie Hunt were arrested together May 1st in the parking lot of the Casey's at 1018 First Avenue East. According to Newton police, Cleveland and Hunt were arguing in her car shortly before 7 p.m. that Sunday. The two admitted to officers they had met in town and went to the convenience store together. 27-year-old man accused of having a blood alcohol content of 0.235 on a preliminary breathalyzer test administered by a Newton officer has been fined $105. Court records show Trevor Wayne Shunk pleaded guilty to public intoxication. Newton police charged him after seeing him walking on First Avenue West shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday, April 3rd. According to the arresting officer, Shunk was on the eastbound lane walking west in the 400 block. 27-year-old reportedly failed field sobriety tests, admitted drinking, and had an odor of alcohol. The Republican who currently represents State Senate District 15, which is most of Jasper County and eastern Polk County, wants each state to determine if abortion should be legal within their borders. Zach Nunn of Bond Rand is among three Republican candidates hoping to run against Democrat Congresswoman Cindy Axley in November. During a weekend debate on KCCI television, Nunn said no national law on abortion should be passed by Congress, including the one that the U.S. House passed last fall to guarantee abortion services were available prior to fetal viability.
And Cindy Axley has voted for this. It would be terrifying for the health care of a child looking to be born in our country today.
Some Republicans in Congress have indicated they hope to pass a nationwide ban if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. During this past weekend's debate, another Republican candidate for Congresswoman Axley's 3rd District seat said the issue should be decided by states. Gary Loeffler of West Des Moines says it was a state's rights issue from the very beginning. Candidate Nicole Hasso of Johnson, she says protesters who gathered outside the home of U.S. Supreme Court justices should be arrested for trying to intimidate the court to uphold Roe v. Wade. Early voting in the Republican-Democratic Party primaries begins this Wednesday, May 18th. Iowa is seeing more young children in crisis, so the state has launched a new ad campaign. It's aimed to bring awareness to the children's mental health. The campaign starts this month. Campaign starts this month and will run on social media and traditional media platforms, targeting both kids and adults. The ads urge kids who are struggling to seek help. Iowa Department of Human Services Director Kelly Garcia says the state's trying to provide direction and resources to parents who may not know how to address mental health with their children.
Because there are spaces in parenthood that you're not really given those clear toolkits. And so this is something that we wanted to provide. So it's really practical conversation starters.
Garcia says state's launching the campaign as it's been seeing an increase in younger children experiencing mental health crises.
We're seeing really small children in distress, crisis, mobile crisis response, and crisis stabilization utilization for really little kids. And we're seeing really young children attempt and complete suicide, which is horrifying.
And if you need some help addressing this issue with your child, you can go for some resources online to yourlifeiowa.org. That's yourlifeiowa.org. This note, jury deliberations are now underway in the trial of a man charged with shooting and killing an Iowa State trooper. Michael Lang, charged with first-degree murder and the death of Sergeant Jim Smith in April 2021. Both prosecution and the defense rested their cases Thursday after 3 days of testimony. Lang charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Patrol Sergeant Jim Smith last year in Grundy Center. Lang spoke briefly Thursday, telling the judge he would not be testifying. Funeral announcements. A memorial service for Vicki Lundberg of Newton, passed away at the age of 68, will be held 11 a.m. tomorrow at Wallows Family Funeral Home Crematory. Family greeting friends from 6 to 8 tonight at Wallows Family Funeral Home. Memorials in Vicki's name may be left at Wallows Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Make checks payable to Brett Lundberg. Graveside service for Madeline Wilson of Newton, passed away at the age of 100, set for 11 a.m. Friday at Newton Union Cemetery. Immediately following the graveside, the family will greet friends with a lunch at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. And a funeral service for Theresa Duer of Pella, passed away at the age of 91, will be held 11 a.m. Wednesday at Peoria Christian Reformed Church. Visitation is Tuesday starting at noon with family present from 5 to 7 p.m. at Benight Newman Funeral Home in Pella. Memorials to Peoria Christian Grade School or Peoria Christian Reformed Church. Benight Newman Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. And it's your noontime check of area news and funeral announcements here on KCLB. I'm Randy Pham.